When New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy unveiled his proposed state budget on Tuesday, he called for a corporate transit fee for the state's 600 most profitable corporations. The fee will help raise close to $900,000 annually to subsidize New Jersey transit. The state's business leaders and a top Jersey economist are raising questions about that plan. WHYY's David Matthau reports.
Michelle Sikirko, the president of the Jersey Business and Industry Association, says the governor promised the corporate business tax would end 2 months ago, but his transit fee proposal is simply a reinstatement of the controversial tax.
It's a terrible idea. The governor did a 360 about face. And again, it's not just that a promise is a promise. Businesses must rely on the word of their policymaker because they make investment based on that.
Rutgers University economist James Hughes says if the legislature approves the fee,
it's going to impact expansion plans or potential moves to New Jersey because it's a very, very competitive national environment that we have to deal with. The image is bad, but the impact is going to take a long time to come.
New Jersey Policy Perspective and the State League of Conservation Voters both support the fee idea. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.